Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Let's turn back to the pandemic. More than 18 million Americans have been infected by the coronavirus since the pandemic began. It's a shocking number, but as disturbing, a third will have serious symptoms months after they test negative, something the CDC announced back in July. And we've spoken since to several so-called long haulers here. Perhaps the most surprising aspect is the range of medical issues they're confronting: lung and heart damage, glaucoma, new onsets of diabetes and anti-immune disorders, hair loss, mental fog, dental issues. It's hard to believe this is all from a single disease. We want to check back with Diana Berendt, herself a long hauler and founder of the Survivor Corps Support and Research Group, Thousands Belong. Diana, welcome back.
Thank you so much for having me on, Robin.
Yeah. And when we spoke in September, you just received very surprising news to you that you'd developed glaucoma. You were also having stomach issues, crushing headaches, 6 months after you were told you no longer had COVID-19. So how are you doing now?
I'm doing a lot better, actually. It's been 9.5 months. And, you know, I liken it to what I experienced almost of had like a severe concussion with the headaches and earaches and other issues that I was experiencing. And I've sort of treated it and tried to treat it like that in terms of the recovery. And I have to say that I'm doing so much better. But the frightening part about this is that you don't know what sort of invisible damage has been done within your body. And so it's hard to say, you know, we've been using this one-third.
Oops, hopefully we're going to get her back because I want to ask her about her 12-year. Hi there. You know, we just lost you for a second. You were saying you used this one-third. That's okay. You use this one-third and then...
Yeah. And so with that, we are assuming that those are just the people who remain ill after the virus. But it's not counting the many people who have invisible damage in their body from mild cases of COVID that aren't coming to the surface for months later. My son is a perfect example. He had a mild case of COVID last winter. He was 11 years old. I never would have considered him a long hauler kid. He wasn't having any symptoms. And then about 6 weeks ago, he was sitting on the couch watching TV, as one does during a pandemic. And out of nowhere, one of his front adult teeth came out spontaneously with no blood loss. I rushed him to the oral surgeon's office and they said, well, you know, they'd never seen anything like it. They said that it should have looked like a murder scene, but there was zero blood and there had evidently been vascular damage. And we're still trying to figure out whether it was damage to the tooth, to the jaw, to the gum. And I immediately posted on Survivor Corps and said, you know, has anyone else experienced this? And the numbers started pouring forward. And it was shocking to see the number of people who were having dental issues, extreme dental issues. And so, you know, I think that it makes us revisit that one-third number.
Doctors are looking at the tooth loss. You know, people are looking into that. But you also told us the frustration of doctors not believing patients. Where are we on that?
You know, I think that we are making improvements, unfortunately, just due to the sheer numbers. So we are at over 19 million documented infections. Who knows how many actual infections? And so the sheer numbers of people reporting these things are starting to increase to the point where they really can't be ignored. The problem is that each individual doctor is only seeing a, you know, a subset. They might see one cracked tooth or one lost tooth, but it, you know, one of our goals at Survivor Corps is to create a repository of all of this data. And we have the largest data set on non-hospitalized COVID patients in the world. And so we're able to use our membership and constantly do polls. And so we went ahead and did a dental poll to see if people were by and large having dental issues or if this was just a one-off, you know, crazy thing that, you know, happened to just a couple of people. And we found that 27.5% of the 850 people we asked did report dental problems. And of those, half of them had had cracked teeth. That requires serious dental coverage. And most people don't have dental insurance.
I'm going to jump in, Diana, to say, you know, obviously your work has been extraordinary. You've gone from being a patient to also being a researcher. We're going to link people up at hearnow.org. We'll check in with you again. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me on.